Have you ever been past a wreck that had just happened with a bunch of other people around you? During that time, did you look around to see if someone else had called the police? Possibly even seeing a few people on their phones, assume they did, so you decided to leave. But what if no one actually did? And because of this, that person in the wreck actually didn't get help in time. This method of thinking was labeled the bystander effect, which basically comes down to this. It's more likely for someone to call the police if there are only a few witnesses. In a large group, people take cues from others, and they think someone else will take action, so they don't have to. One of the first victims of such effect was a young woman named Catherine Genovese, or, as her friends call her, Kitty. According to police, she was violently stabbed numerous times, robbed, and sexually assaulted, even though over 38 people knew what was happening. They simply did nothing to stop it. This is the story of the brutal murder that helped create 911. Welcome to Origin Mysteries. At the age of 28 in 1964, Kitty was determined to save up money in order to buy a restaurant and run it herself. In order to do so, she would work double shifts in order to make more money. Living in Queens, New York, she had bounced from a few jobs, but eventually landed two different bartender jobs that made her quite a bit of money. Soon she hoped her dream of owning a restaurant would come true, but one man decided he would take all that away from her. Late at night on March 13th, 1964, Kitty had just finished up her shift at the bar and drove home. Living at her apartment, she had to park her car across the street. This gave a man named Winston Mosley enough time to drive by and see her getting out of her car. He then decided to attack her from behind, stabbing her twice in the back. A neighbor saw the attack from his window and yelled down at the attacker, which actually made him run off. Mosley didn't end up actually leaving, however. He waited to see if the police were coming, and after a certain amount of time, he decided to be safe to start looking for Kitty again, and did so. Fatally wounded, Kitty staggered around her building to the back entrance, eventually passing out in the lobby. After searching the nearby area, Mosley ended up finding Kitty laying there lifeless. He then decided to attack her again, stabbing her and sexually assaulting her. Before he left, he even robbed her of the $49 she had in her pockets. According to some reports, another neighbor, Carl Ross, even saw the attack in the lobby. It did nothing and just closed his door. Later he was interviewed and reportedly said he just didn't want to get involved. The total time it took Mosley to kill Kitty was a horrific 30 minutes. Shortly after her death, the New York Times released an article about the event, stating that over 38 witnesses had heard Kitty's cries for help, yet no one called the police or came to her aid. Other articles said it may have even been as many as 49 people, yet still, no calls to the police were made, and no one went to see why she was crying. Mosley was an interesting case. He was a 29-year-old business machine operator who had a wife and three children. Soon after Kitty's death, the police stopped a suspicious vehicle that was said to be at the scene of her murder. When they stopped to see who it was, they soon realized they had something big. Once they pulled Mosley over, they searched his car and found a stolen television. Because of this, they arrested him and took him in. Now here are where things got really strange. While questioning him about the stolen television, Mosley decided to tell them that he was the one who brutally killed Kitty. He went into great detail on how he woke up that night at 2 a.m., left his wife and kids asleep at home, and drove through Queens in order to find his next victim. That's where he found Kitty and followed her into her parking lot until killing her. His statement with the police matched everything they found at the scene, so it was an open and shut case. But that's not it. Mosley also confessed to the murders and assaults of two other women, a 15-year-old who was stabbed inside her home, and another lady who was shot and burned to death. Lastly, he added over 30 burglaries. Mosley's reason for killing Kitty was because he just wanted to kill a woman, and that women were easier to kill because they didn't fight back. He would later be charged with murder, attempted robbery, and kidnapping, sentencing him to death. But after an appeal, it was reduced to life in prison, where he died in 2016 at the age of 81, making him one of the longest-serving inmates in the New York State prison system. 4 years after Kitty's brutal murder, a universal emergency phone number was created in order to get people the help they needed faster. Before, you could only call your local precinct, but now all you had to do was dial 911 and someone would get to you as fast as possible. Many people believe that Kitty's story heavily influenced the government to make this move. Another positive to come out of this was that two doctors studied the issue. They were social psychologists, and Kitty's story really interested them. After doing a deep dive into the event, they came up with a theory called the bystander effect. In 2007, a study found that many facts about the murder were actually incorrect. They even stated that there wasn't enough evidence that there were 38 witnesses, or that not a single one tried to help or called the police. After Mosley's death in 2016, the New York Times called their article about the murder flawed, stating the following. While there was no question that the attack occurred, and that some neighbors did ignore cries for help, the portrayal of 38 witnesses, as fully aware and unresponsive, was erroneous. The article grossly exaggerated the numbers of witnesses and what they had perceived. None saw the attack in its entirety. Only a few had glimpsed parts of it or recognized the cries for help. Many thought they had heard lovers or drunks quarreling. There were two attacks, not three, and afterward, two people did call the police. A 70-year-old woman ventured out and cradled the dying victim in her arms until they arrived. Kitty died on the way to the hospital. Due to the odd layout of Kitty's apartment complex, no one saw the full attack, only portions of it. Joseph Fink saw her get stabbed, but also thought she got away. Carl Ross saw her get attacked the second time and came to her aid. Only a dozen people actually heard the attack, most believing it was a domestic dispute between two lovers or a group of drunk people leaving the bar late that night. More evidence was found that during the first attack, her lungs were punctured. This would have prevented her from crying out loud enough to get help. In a 2015 documentary, it was discovered that many other reporters knew the accounts of the murder that were written were very wrong, even in 1964. One even read the report, went to the man who wrote it, and asked him why he had written the wrong information. He reportedly stated that it would have ruined the story if he hadn't have lied about it. This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. It really does mean the world to me, especially since it's been so long since you last heard from me. Well, it's all been for a good reason. On July 20th, my son was born, and it's been amazing. My wife is the strongest person on the planet, and she gets more amazing every day. Because of this, our life has kind of turned upside down, all for good, but it has been a major adjustment. Part of that adjustment has been all the free time that I used to have to write and record this podcast just doesn't exist anymore. Things are getting kind of in a normal schedule now, so I'm trying to start doing this on a more regular basis now. So, hopefully, we can get back to a regular schedule. But there's no promises. Because if there's one thing with me, its family always comes first. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast and caring about it and sharing it with others. It really does mean the world to me. It's a lot of fun to do, and I can't wait to share more stories with you. The month of October has always been one of my favorite times of year, and I can't wait to share some of the stories I am currently writing with every one of you. So stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram at Origin Mysteries. Check out our website, originmysteries.com. And if you want to, check out our merch at teespring.com/stores/Origin Mysteries. Thanks again, and we'll see you very soon.